right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. This is our flu game. My name is Keith. I'm here as always with Chuck and John. John, I think, sort of came down with a, after our rabble last week, came down with a "Are you guys dying?" text.
Yeah,
and we were not. And then Chuck started dying, and I was sitting in my judgmental seat of Chuck and John are living their lifestyle, and look, disease has got them. And then it hit my household like the plague. Like the firstborn was taken.
It's a real flu game, too. It's not like Jordan's stayed up till 6 a.m. playing blackjack game.
Right, and there's no Scottie Pippen to carry us.
No, there isn't.
In this pot. So we're struggling. Yeah. We have met together. We're all in PJs.
Yeah, I have a blanket wrapped around me.
Things aren't going well.
Snuggies.
One of the positives is my voice.
You sound
a little deeper.
You sound
like Phoebe from Friends.
I can say Stackhouse of Pancakes.
Yeah.
I'm a natural tenor, high voice.
I got a high register.
Sometimes in the morning I wake up and I feel like a real man because my voice is a little lower.
Right.
But then it goes away.
Welcome, Keith. That's how it feels.
Manhood.
I could only sing, for you musicians out there, the lowest note I could sing was about a C, which is pretty not low. Then I actually got punched in the throat playing basketball like 2 years ago, and it lowered my singing range by a third. And I was
for real?
Absolutely for real.
That's one of the most bizarre and interesting injuries of all.
Yeah. Like I couldn't sing low, and I loved it. So then I could sing, like, down to an A, like a low A flat. But this morning,
So give me a little something. Give me a little, come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. No?
No. Come on, try a little.
There we go.
Anyway, so we are not feeling well, so we are not going to podcast for long.
No.
We are going to donate these pop filters to Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
These muffas are getting burnt.
That's true.
They're getting burnt.
My band members demanded that these microphones be clean before they hit the practice space.
They're gonna be burnt like the demon hair weaves.
Yeah.
Have you guys read about this?
No.
Since, again, we're sitting here in Nashville, Tennessee, this is local news. There are stories out of Memphis about people selling cursed hair, and four people have been killed.
Oh, no.
And they're blaming the demonic possession of the hair. You got to burn that weave.
Wow, it's like how like old Spanish witches would burn their fingernails and stuff.
don't even know that reference.
Ooh,
all right, so
it's a Sopranos reference. It's the only thing I've been able to watch while sick.
Oh man, I've had terrible luck watching media while sick. Every movie I start, I hate it. Like I've watched the first hour of three movies.
I can't
and been
even
like,
watch
this
basketball.
Is terrible.
The only thing I can put on is Sopranos on my iPad that I don't look at. I put next to my head on the pillow and listen to things I've seen a dozen times and chuckle along before drifting back to my fever nightmares.
All right, well, let's get, what in our illness have we eaten for breakfast today?
I had a gel pack. It was like nutrient-rich material and some Gatorade.
I've been pounding the Gatorade.
Ugh, that's all that works.
You rank amateurs.
What are you doing?
What'd you have, John?
Pedialyte.
Pedialyte. See, now who's eating baby food? Now who's eating
those
baby food?
Banana num nums.
Tastes so bad.
Did you have some? Oh yeah, that's awful. But you know what you can do? You can
powerful.
Mix. You can mix vodka in Pedialyte, and your hangover doesn't happen.
That's stupid.
I think.
It's true.
I think John's immune system is fully stretched. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to.
No.
Get the alcohol involved.
Yeah, there's been no alcohol since the rabble.
I was going to let John know because he was saying how miserable he was about how the Tylenol regimen was helping him, but I know your liver is pretty working at full capacity. I don't know if it can handle that.
It's peaked.
Yeah. It's peaked. I had for breakfast. So I actually haven't had it bad as John and Chuck because my appetite actually hasn't been affected much. Okay. I'm just in pain from talking and my voice was going to go away probably before we do our 25 minutes that we're shooting for. But I had a breakfast burrito.
Ew.
From a local joint. I just felt, man, all the veggies, the meats.
Jesus.
It was working me out. And I also had a leftover blueberry muffin. I was famished.
Why don't you be quiet?
The blueberry muffin was from our good friends at Panera.
I had to drive past that infernal hellhole.
They had a it was kind of like a donut or something where they made it and they don't feel like they mixed up the batter, because instead of like the blueberries being dispersed throughout the muffin, it was a muffin with a blueberry filling. Like yeah. the middle was, it was all congested.
Like a gusher.
But much like a gusher, but I'm not complaining because this guy loves a donut. Especially a blueberry film.
I had a DayQuil for breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, I also had some Tamiflu.
Yeah.
And ibuprofen, Tylenol, rotating.
They go well together.
All right. So moving on for our breakfast, our only breakfast in bed apology, I believe, unless you guys have something else, is sorry, folks. We're not going to give you a full hour of entertainment. You got to find that elsewhere.
We ain't got it in this way.
We ain't got that in us. But we do have our steak and eggs.
Here we go.
We did see something good. Oh,
John Stein, you okay,
oh, man.
Buddy?
Man down. Cough
okay,
button.
Buddy?
Man down.
Cough button. Oh. You okay, buddy?
All right.
Carry on.
What, John, coming from that, are you ready to tell us? Do you have a steak and eggs best thing?
Well, in times like these, only sweet, sweet Schadenfreude brings me joy.
Oh, sweet Schadenfreude. It's been a couple weeks.
Uh-huh. Oklahoma City Thunder have tied the 76ers mark of having 9 fourth quarter leads and blowing them 9 in a row.
Is that true?
Yes. Their last 9 fourth quarter leads they've blown.
Wait, I don't understand. Wait, that can't be true. Because they haven't... You're saying...
They've had 9 fourth quarter leads this season that they have blown.
Okay.
Tying the Sixers.
But sorry. not in a row.
Not in a row.
Not well, in a row.
In your fevered adult brain.
Sorry, sorry.
Well, not 9 games in a row, but 9 fourth quarter leads in a row.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, I just think they've blown 9 fourth quarter leads.
we're so ill. You can't. They haven't lost 9 games in a row, guys.
They haven't.
No.
So
the last 9.
So to win, you have to have a lead in the fourth quarter. So they haven't.
Yeah. Well, you could have come back and then win it at the last play.
Let's hit up a Thunder fan to explain to us what we mean.
I know it's as bad as the Sixers. Okay,
they have as many blown fourth quarters leads. This might be John's apology next week when we actually vet this information.
I looked it up like 6 seconds ago.
They do the Thunder. We all went to bed, I'm assuming, with a healthy lead. I couldn't even make it up to the OJ show last night or two nights, whenever that was.
No,
fell asleep early.
Yeah. So yeah, they were killing it.
I don't
when I went to bed.
You guys, I don't like you guys. You guys are sleeping. I'm not sleeping.
Well, actually.
I just lay there.
Let's wait for that for my cream of wheat.
I sweat.
I've been doing a lot of sweat.
I make sweat
too.
Angels.
But so from the highlights I watched and from watching their previous games, like, and obviously the game, the big Warriors game, which that'll lead into my steak and eggs. My steak and eggs is going to be similar or from that. The Thunder losing games has to go. We don't talk about the Warriors a lot because we feel like
We do, but
we feel like everyone out there is getting enough Warriors coverage. No one is hurting for Warriors coverage. No NBA fan says, I can't get enough, really. But I don't mind talking about it. It was an incredible, I mean, the Steph Curry, the back-to-back. I mean, not only was he the first guy to have hit 10 three-pointers in a game twice in a season, he did it in consecutive games.
Incredible.
He did it in a game where, honestly, I thought his team played kind of terribly. And then
they did.
The Thunder let him back in it. Like everyone said, it was one of the greatest games ever because of those highlight moments that punctuated, you know, the end of the game.
Well, on the end of the game shot, I mean, that's an all-time great finish to an NBA game where he breaks the all-time single season record. The single game record and wins.
Shout out Daniel Marshall.
Yeah, and wins the game on a 35-foot shot. So it really doesn't get better than that from like
and
a
then
thematic.
One of my favorite things, this goes from all highlights, is I love watching the background people. Yes. I love watching
Enos
Kanter was hilarious. We're like, so it's funny where Andre Roberson, who played a good, you know, pretty decent game in that game, he briefly forgets and you can see everyone on the sideline like the coaches are standing up, like when Steph hits half court, they're all like, guard him.
Yeah.
Like, go guard him. And you can see like Roberson is the last person who realizes, and even he realizes like, oh, I got to go guard him, but it's too late. And he pulls up and it's so funny like how like you see the coaching staff standing up in slow-mo, like you have to guard him. We were rambling that game and on the call of it, we're like, oh, he's about to shoot. Like, yeah. You know, they don't, and then when the shot went up, it is like Kantner puts his arms like, oh. Like,
see Russ Westbrook kind of try to do it?
He knows it's over. Yeah. And
he kind of tried to do the Steph shot.
I mean, what do you mean?
He tried to take a super deep three to win the game.
Oh, in the follow-up Clippers game?
Yeah. And it didn't go so well. Threw a knuckler.
Try again. So my best thing is, again, Steph lighting the world on fire. They won a game without him. But him averaging 46 points over three games.
They tried to lose that game without him.
Yeah.
But Draymond.
Draymond put up a...
Draymond with the super steal.
A stat line that like we hadn't seen maybe ever. Or right. Maybe once before. So that's my steak and eggs. What do you got, Chuck?
Mine, I mean, everything's going kind of well for me as a Heat fan. I know it seems counterintuitive for me to like a Joe Johnson signing, as we have...
First game went as well as it could.
Yeah.
Second game was the 10 for 13.
And I don't think we've ever kind of talked about Joe Johnson as being an awful player. It's just his contract is so bad that it makes what he does more awful. But well,
he's been awful this year.
I'm a pretty big Joe Johnson, the basketball player fan. John, you followed the Hawks more closely over the years.
He actually is the reason I'm no longer a Hawks fan.
So. Just couldn't stand him?
He and Josh Smith are the two least enjoyable players to watch.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Especially when they were on the same team.
Yeah, and as it
stands, they just took turns chucking.
Nitro Joe, though, for the Heat. I'm not going to let your hatred poo-poo my parade, John.
We'll just give it time.
I'll
let you grow your own.
Well, the Heat of... They're playing well. They're still kind of punching above their weight class in my mind. They're kicking the coverage.
Goran's playing since the All-Star break. He's second in the league in plus minus, and he's top 10 in the league in assists. He's doing well. What's even better is that they're not signing Michael Beasley, which is
Daryl Morey took care of that.
Yeah,
Daryl Morey on that.
Daryl Morey's losing his brain.
Bath salts.
Yeah, I mean,
I think so.
Other positive news, they're playing the, you know, 76ers and Suns back-to-back, which is good. They have
The Hornets just did that, too.
Yeah, so that's a
spamwich meal.
That's what the spamwich schedule. No, it works out.
That's like when the Grizzlies play the Lakers back-to-back, and you get a brief glimpse of what it must be like to be a Warriors fan.
Glorious.
You're like, man, my team is so good. They're scoring 130 points and killing people.
It's fantastic. Well, not only that, the Cavs seem to be imploding. There's all sorts of chemistry things whispering from the locker room.
LeBron wants an enforcer.
He wants an enforcer.
Why doesn't he just join the Grizzlies?
He's got a team full of enforcers.
I don't know who tweeted it. I feel bad. I can't attribute the tweet properly, but someone was saying like, why don't Carmelo and LeBron just force a trade to the Grizzlies and like end all their problems? You know, like, we got you.
This is like stocked full of enforcers, the basketball fury. So overall, as a Heat fan and homer, I'm enjoying
also
basketball.
Also, that Bulls game, they shot like, was it 68%?
Yeah, they broke
the Bulls' defense is hysterical.
The Bulls' defense is...
It's atrocious. But they broke a franchise record. That was a franchise record field goal percentage. They shot 67.5%.
Sunsian.
Yeah, wonderful. So, yeah, good basketball. Soft schedule, awful time of the year where everybody's done playing, really, and they actually want to play.
It's a weird time of the year. I feel like there's a strange vibe. It's not just the illness going around. I feel like these games have weird vibes.
It's the flu game, the flu part of the season. Everybody's catching that yuck.
Yep. All right, so... And John just died again.
This podcast will probably be an hour long, but it's going to be edited down to an hour or half hour after the
coughs. After the coughs, yeah. Dear listener, what is a mere few seconds to you was actually 45 seconds of John... Losing his insides.
Fleming, I feel like Doc Holliday from Tombstone.
You look like him. So what is, those were our steak and eggs. What is our cream of wheat? I know what mine is.
The flu?
Mine's not being able to sleep through the night without feeling like I'm being stabbed in the throat.
Yeah. When I say sleep through the night, it's chug a bottle of NyQuil. And then see little animals in my room before knocking out into a comatose state.
My worst is the flu shot.
You don't believe in?
Well, I took it this year because my old lady forced me to. She takes the flu shot and she's fine. I take the flu shot and get the flu for like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Which apparently isn't that long and is worth it to not get the flu.
The real flu.
And then when I go back to the doctor, me and my old lady both have the flu now. And I've had it for a week.
I think your term, John, is immunocompromised.
Yeah. If I get sick, I get more sick than you.
You know you what? Do. I think my cream of wheat might be the flu swab.
Ooh,
I've never had this before.
It's gross. Ugh.
They stick like a long swab into your brain.
Yeah.
Like they go straight to the nasal cavity.
It hurts.
I felt like I was Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
Like they were embalming me.
Right.
It was a type of
matrix stuff.
It also was like, I felt like it was like a trust exercise.
It's the reversal of Total Recall where they pull the thing out
absolutely.
Of the brain.
It was incredibly painful, and someone is stabbing a thing into your nose, and you assume, like if I was doing this at like a high school party,
right?
I would assume someone was about to instantly kill me,
right?
You know, like it hurt so bad, but you're at a doctor's office, you're like, okay, here's a faith exercise. I trust you to painfully shove this thing into my head,
all right,
and you won't kill me instantly.
STD test for your brain.
Take your word on that.
Oh, it's so bad.
There's what?
You've never gotten it. You have never gotten an STD test?
I have. Blood work.
They stab your
pecker.
Okay. You can say urethra.
I was going to say urethra, but I'll go with Chuck's
pecker.
Is that in
your pecker?
It's part of your pecker.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's a pecker piece.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Chuck is now like, Chuck's illness is lifted and he's grinning because he's thinking about a pecker. What a simple guy.
The John Waters movie starring Edward Furlong.
Exactly. I think for our Scattered, Smothered, and Covered. But before we get there, I want to tell you about our friends Fan Essentials. We actually have a winner to announce. Somebody won a free Fan Essentials box. They're going to win a box of free gear for their favorite NBA team. If you want to go to fanessentials.net, perhaps you aren't the winner.
Was the winner Buck Canderson?
It was not.
It was not? Okay, cool.
Sorry, Buck.
Sorry, Buck.
Was it Bonjour?
Bonjour.
But go to fanessentials.net and you can enter our code FBBF and you get 30% off your order of any subscription.
It's glorious.
They have t-shirts and gear for every
who won?
NBA team. I'll tell you right now, at Jeff Reed is me.
Jeff Reed.
I'm guessing that's Jeff Reed.
I hope it's not some sort of meta, you know, joke.
Might be a parody account.
Yeah, parody of account.
So thank you to all the people. I set the over-under of iTunes reviews at 1.5, and we hit the over.
What?
So congrats. Well, that's between me and our marketing executives.
Hey.
40,000.
So we are going to do some more drawings. Those of you who did not win, just out of the generosity of our heart, we're going to keep you in the drawing. For the next time we do.
Oh, one. Yeah.
Keep chopping wood.
So, again, if you didn't win, go to fanessentials.net, enter the code FBBF, and you get all the essentials you need. I think in our Scatter, Smother, Covered, I think just for a couple minutes, I'm curious about all the players who got bought out. Like, we talked about Joe Johnson.
Ty Lawson.
There's rumors he's going to the Pacers, which I think is strange.
You can still get drunk in Naptown.
There's
a little mini Riviera there.
Well, and look who has squeezed actual play out of awful head cases. And Frank Vogel's done that. Lance Stevenson had his best season playing for Vogel. Now, I don't know if Lawson
you
is
think
too
it's
far
Frank
gone.
Vogel? Or you've clearly never had Larry Legend blow smoke in your face in a dark room.
It could have been playing for David West, too.
Yeah.
But what massive about, I mean, this is the team that has kept their... The team knows clean since the malice.
Yeah.
It seems strange they would bring in a guy with the baggage.
True. But they need help.
But
they're hoping the Heat would pick him up.
They feel like they're, again, the Heat only make moves to save money. It was really weird.
Well, sometimes it's not for money.
So they signed, like, they needed a guard.
Mm-hmm.
But they cut Brian Roberts, and then they wanted to get Joe Johnson. So they tell Bano Udra, hey, could you get lost?
Do you mind taking
a
pay cut?
This is weird. I don't know if this is a fully formed turkey bacon conspiracy theory of the week. But I have some thoughts, and Chuck, maybe you have some thoughts.
Yeah, there's some connected things there, I think.
So, to set it up, Bano Udry hurt his foot, and he's out for the year. But Pat Riley comes to him and says, hey, would you accept less money to not be on our team?
Mm-hmm.
You receive no financial benefit. You cannot sign another contract because you can't physically play basketball.
Right.
Bano Udra says, yes, sir. Absolutely, sir. I would love to have less money. How can I help you out?
And do you mind if I don't rehab at your facility? Like,
right.
That's the other thing, too. He now cannot
even rehab at the Heat facility.
And this took the Heat from being a luxury tax paying team, paying into the system. Like, they did all these gymnastics at the trade deadline to get under the luxury tax so they wouldn't pay the repeater. But then they wanted Joe Johnson, so they're back over it. And instead of now paying this huge penalty into the pool that gets spread out, they now actually receive money from other people, all because Beno Udrih said, yes, I don't need this $400,000.
This is what happens.
Okay.
Pat Riley comes into a room with Alonzo Mourning. He doesn't say anything. Alonzo Mourning just walks up to Beno.
What about Udo?
Udonis Haslam.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's Alonzo Mourning.
He doesn't even have all of his like organs.
No, he has mechanical kidneys.
He's bionic.
Yeah,
Richard Kiel from the James Bond movies.
Yeah.
So Zoe just goes up, whispers a few words, and makes him an offer he can't refuse.
I think it's Godfather,
man.
So it would be illegal for Pat Riley to make any promises.
Of course, he can't.
But does Alonzo Mourning have a paid position with the team?
Of course,
he probably does.
It's Heat lifer.
But it's Heat lifer.
Even though he left,
Alonzo Mourning comes in and he's like, Mr. Riley will take care of you, Beno.
Yeah. All good. He might send DJ Khaled. Who knows?
I wonder if Mickey Arison was like, I'm going to, if you will leave this team, I will name one of my new rape-themed Carnival cruise ships.
There's the Grand Cruise.
There's the Carnival Sensation, the Carnival Conquest.
Uh-huh. The Hypnol.
The Carnival Triumph. These are all real names.
Yeah.
His name is Mickey Arison. As in slip you one.
Yeah.
Carnival not without a condom.
Yeah. Boy, the Heat.
So I think he told Udrih, I'll give you a new one, maybe the Carnival Consent.
Mm.
You can be
Baino's probably their event coordinator now.
he might be. Does he not? Could he not strike you as a Carnival cruise ship captain?
Oh hell yes.
Or
entertainment director.
One of those guys, who like works on the theater department. He like definitely is like the star of he's Prince Charming in the Cinderella
version. I know tons of these people.
No, he's way too old. I'm telling you right now. Carnival cruise entertainers are the people in the plays are all right out of college or in college. Another thought I had was that maybe Zoran had made those the Port of Miami connections.
Oh, for, yeah.
Maybe mulling some stuff into town that Mickey Arison's like, I will share. Zoran's drug contacts with Beno.
Well, you got to spread it out to the
crow. And I'm not. You know, it might be racist just making jokes about all Eastern Europeans being international drug dealers. But
right.
I'm raised on American media.
You know, it would be racist if you called them all DJs. So it'd be super racist.
Like racist. So all right. So that's our mild turkey bacon conspiracy theory of the week. We think Beno received another one of those Miami winks. You're going to be taken care of to the chagrin of the other non-taxpaying teams who now they're getting a cut of the booty.
Right. Miami gets 2.7 of the tax or the revenue share because they're not a taxpaying team.
Right.
So it allows them to do some things extra. $2.7 million is a lot of money.
I mean, it's
any
just money. It's just money that goes in the pocket.
Right.
Okay. This is Mickey Arison just saving money. But again, the Eastern playoff race has heated up, and the Heat are actually currently, although it's like those halftime or those quarter break, like supermarket shopping cart races on the scoreboard or like the hot dog races, you know,
right?
It really is that where like the Hawks like speed way ahead and they come around the turn and then like they fall back and then the Heat shoot forward. Right now the Heat are shooting forward. The Bulls, as we talked about, and they're incredibly Netsian defense. Okaforian,
thunderish,
Jalilian, or thunderish. They have fallen out of the top eight. Another Kevin Martin getting bought out, and
that's interesting.
I'm curious where he's going to land. I haven't heard anything. Like there was some Spurs rumor, but I haven't seen anything. And the Spurs picked up the Professor and went ahead and played him. They just claimed him, threw him in a game.
It's weird to me that Minnesota couldn't move any pieces that they had prior to the trade deadline, especially when they had plans on getting rid of two role players. It doesn't make sense.
I think it's you're looking at a league that knows that you want to get rid of a guy, and I'm not going to pay him a full salary.
Right.
Like there's no...
Buyouts are the new trade deadline.
It's like donuts Monte Unis Which I guess we should talk about. We're
He's starting now.
Yeah, he's starting for the Rockets. But he also claimed that the Pistons' physical was fake.
Yeah.
He just said that they're like, they changed their mind about giving away a draft pick, and they flunked it. And he seemed upset about it. But I think it's just like you're not going to trade for Andre Miller or Kevin Martin because they have no leverage. Mm-hmm. You look at the Timberwolves and you're like,
well, I mean,
you're like, you know, you're going to cut them.
But
I will wait for you to cut them.
They have a weird roster construction, and they could have moved other pieces along with those guys, not to make them the center, but they have.
Oh, yeah. It seems like they could have done something.
Rubio and Shabazz Muhammad almost seem like players that you could move to kind of, they're not going to make the playoffs this year. You could have moved them and, you know, positioned themselves for, you know, a better younger roster.
I still think they're in on Rubio.
I do too. I think the roster moves prove it too.
Yeah. Right.
Like they're in on Rubio at the one and then
I mean, Rubio still makes all those guys better.
Yeah. Right.
The net rating of all those players is all incredibly better, like when they're playing alongside Rubio.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But then you have, so it is interesting that it seems like maybe the Pistons just decided they didn't need to pay a first round pick and might have had a doctor rubber stamp nope, your back's no good.
Sorry, buddy.
Even though he's playing. So that was pretty weird. All right. Let's, we got it in this for all of our sanity. Let's move to the awards segment of the evening, the International Stackhouse of Pancakes Award, which is presented each week to the worst performance in a box score. We have three nominees this week. Here they are as they occurred chronologically during the week. One, CJ McCollum in a victory, 1 for 12, 6 points, however, 7 assists, 3 turnovers, 1 for 12, not great. Rodney Hood in a loss to the Celtics. 4 for 17. 11 points. Also, 7 assists. No turnovers.
Ooh.
Shout out. Impressive.
Big boy.
And then our man, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Kinsane.
There goes that man again.
Clown posse.
Kinsane in the brain.
1 for 10 in a loss to the Spurs. 1 for 10, 4 points, 2 boards, 3 assists, 1 turnover.
Who was McCollum's against?
So we have McCollum going 1 for 12.
Against the Celtics?
The impressively defensive Chicago Bulls.
Ooh. That might be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I think CJ, the Lehigh man himself. What are they? Are they the Eagles?
It wasn't like Avery Bradley.
They're not Condors, are they?
It wasn't like Avery Bradley was throwing his junk around.
Right.
Yeah.
He was being guarded probably by like Mike Dunleavy and Tony Schnell.
Yeah. So
Mark Schnell.
So I think CJ McCollum, congratulations.
Yeah.
You winner.
You are this week's Stackhouse of Pancakes Award winner. All right, guys. Our par fadeaway before the brief Grizzlies epilogue presented by Fan Essentials.
Disturbingly brief. Shamefully brief.
We are excited. One thing we're looking forward to, it overlaps with the Grizzlies epilogue, is we are hosting a Grizzlies watch party on March 9th, Wednesday, March 9th, for the ESPN game against the Celtics.
Early game, y'all.
Early game. Nashville people. This is an official Memphis Grizzlies watch party in Nashville at Jed's Sports Bar.
Giveaways.
We'll have some giveaways. We'll have some prizes.
Official. We're sanctioned.
They are letting us represent
the Memphis Grizzlies.
We should say, as of this sick taping right now, on Thursday, it is an official watch party.
It is an official. Oh, okay.
As soon as they complete vetting, we don't know when it will.
One time only.
I emphasized to the representative with the Grizzlies that, you know, because we're doing our rabble event. So Nashville people come to the watch party. Internet friends, you listen, you go to rabble.tv and you can listen to our thing there. You can listen to our live broadcast. But I was emphasizing to the Grizzlies representative, we provide our own jokes for the over 21 crowd.
Right.
Like, you know, I use, like, it's a bar. Mm-hmm. So we use over 21 jokes.
Yeah. It could be amazing too, because like there could be a good number of people who show up hoping to hear the sound of the game.
Well, the good thing is we're not talking over the local broadcast team since it is an ESPN game. Right. So I feel like that'll go pretty well.
Part of me,
and seriously, God help people who come and want to hear the sound, because if they try to heckle us, I mean, I've been doing music for 10 years.
I've been doing comedy for 9.
And Chuck knows comedy, yeah.
And I appear gay. And I have heard it all. Uh-huh. And I got a million things to say.
And I'm the enforcer.
Anyone who yells anything at me.
Chuck is our enforcer. Yeah. Everybody needs an enforcer. But Chuck is ours.
Part of me feels that with all the roster moves that the Grizzlies have done, they're embracing sort of the outlaw lifestyle.
It is outlaw lifestyle. You know,
and that's what they want.
Scofflaw.
They want the scofflaws to cover their game for them. So good for you, Grizz.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that. And we hope you guys will join us in that.
Similarly, I'm looking forward to the Grizz Clippers trip.
Oh, yeah. And there is a Grizz. And again, this is kind of local news. If you are in Nashville, there is a Grizzlies trip that you can take a bus down to the FedEx Forum. And see
watch
the Clippers
them floppers.
Play.
Watch them floppers.
I'm excited because the schedule is heating up. The Warriors are playing 17 of the last 24 at home, but they're starting to play
really good teams.
The good teams. Yeah. We're having the big Western Conference showdowns, and also I'm looking at that Eastern Conference playoff race. It's tight. I can't decide. I feel like Chicago fans don't want the team to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then the management is desperately wants them to. Mm. They really should have traded some players.
Yeah. Like Taj Gibson,
they should have sent Powell to the Grizzlies. He's going to sign for the minimum next year. It's going to be the highlight
with the brothers.
It's
going to
be the only way the Grizzlies aren't terrible. All right, so we'll get more to that in the Grizzlies epilogue. Thanks you guys for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Fast Break Break. Like us on Facebook. Write us a review on iTunes. Thanks for listening. You guys are the best. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing. All right, welcome to the Grizzlies epilogue presented by Fan Essentials. Once again, if you are a Grizzlies fan, this is a must have. You go to fanessentials.net. You either sign up for the rookie or the veteran pack. Price is starting at $14.99, and it is a monthly subscription service where you get awesome Grizzlies gear picked for you. You pick the size. Maybe you want to change it up every now and then. Maybe if your weight fluctuates like John and Chuck, you're like, you know what? This might be a medium month. Smedium.
At this rate, I'm going to be rocking a small if I don't look out. Yeah, I got to eat. I got to start eating again.
But so go to fanessentials.net, enter the code FBBF. We get a little taste of that, so you help support our podcast and you get awesome Grizzlies gear. So go to fanessentials.net, get all the essentials you need. Okay, the Grizzlies are continuing to win. They're playing terrible teams still. They dropped one of the games against the woeful Suns. Again, we talked about how they could have run February. They did not.
No.
The winter is coming.
Indeed.
Dun, dun,
in,
dun, dun,
yeah,
dun,
in the... Dun. Dinklage, in the parlance of the kids today.
Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage. Go ahead.
That's how I sing when I sing the West Wing song. I do that. Rob Lowe, Dooley Hill.
There are worse ways to watch the Grizzlies, this batch of Grizzlies, than with 102 fever.
Ugh,
it's really bizarre.
It is bizarre. You have trouble tracking things. We've seen some of the weirdest lineups.
Every Lance Stephenson is everywhere to me.
Lance
right
Stephenson.
Oh, he's isn't everything. He? You know he's what like he is to me?
What?
He's in my Snapchats, dog.
Oh, what is guys, Chuck? What is the Lance Stephenson Snapchat report?
The Lance Stephenson
you promised
is going
this last week.
Incredibly hard on Snapchat. It's a little light. He doesn't go heavy. He's not a heavy user. But he
There's
does
a lot of character-based comedy.
Yeah, today, right before the podcast, I checked his snaps, and it was basically him doing a three-person kind of like old LeBron kind of skit where he would talk to different people,
he's talking different angles,
and then put a different filter on and be somebody else, and then an old man filter would come in and he'd try to be like old LeBron. It wasn't well written. It seemed impromptu. He was wearing his Grizzlies jersey where it looked like he was about to play a game.
Right.
So yeah, good for him for lighting it up and having fun because he's
probably his third quarter doja break.
That's it, where he's rolling the backwood.
That man loves to dribble. It's like he's powered by dribbling.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he dribbles really high.
He's like one of those old-timey single man like things on the rail track. What's that rail car where you just pump the handle back and forth and it makes you go down the rail? I feel like that's
the brake car.
That's him dribbling. Yeah. That dribbling like powers him.
But a big picture, I think you have to worry about Lance because he takes way too many selfies, and any man that takes that many selfies on Snapchat's got issues, bro.
You sound like Robert Sarver.
No, do I?
With your disdain of these kids taking their selfies.
Dirty selfies.
But one thing I'm down on at the Grizzlies, so I still think the games are fun to watch. The games are...
Absolutely. Chris Anderson's playing.
Here's my positive takes. Chris Anderson is, again, much like Matt Barnes, he's a solid guy, knows what to do. He's severely limited by where he is in his career.
But his brain, his basketball IQ from playing this many years, he hardly makes a bad mistake.
Right. So he doesn't...
And we
right
need
thing.
Him now that worthless poison pill Brandon Wright has cracked down on his
Brandon,
cyanide
Brandon Wright
game.
had like one game.
Jeez.
That guy.
Stay out of my life.
So the positive I've taken of the recent games is Jamichael Green is still getting some play. I wish he would still play more. Like, I still think, let him stretch his wings. Like, let's see what he's got. My other positive is they're actually playing Jarrell Martin.
Right.
Which is good.
He's
I was super nervous. My downside of the week was, I think, signing Ryan Hollins is a completely worthless move. Like, they got him apparently just to be like another big guy.
Waived James Ennis to do so.
They waived James Ennis.
RIP.
That's irritating.
So the Mario Chalmers trade, Mario Chalmers is the only guy still in the league.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone else is gone. Has been pulverized.
Cut or took a buyout. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Took some under the table, wrapped goods. Here's a present.
Yeah. Here's a lifetime.
It's just a present.
A lifetime suite on the carnival.
It's not from us. It's a gift. It's a gift. But so I'm sad because I think the problem with Ryan Hollins, I almost said.
You said Ryan.
Ryan Hollins is my next fantasy basketball team.
Luis Wadowick.
Is the, like, Jaeger has always shown no ability not to play Ryan Hollins. Like, Jaeger is, like, giving Ryan Hollins is like giving Bubbles heroin.
Jaeger.
Like, you don't want to.
Jaeger is a buffoon.
But but I've been
all
pleased.
All Jaeger does is play bad rotations and call timeouts during made three-pointers. That's his coaching strategy.
So Jaeger, I'm glad you mentioned this, John. This was something I made on my online Google Doc notes. Uh-huh. I want to talk about the Jaeger timeout.
I don't ever.
Jaeger has called timeout twice in the last week when one of his players was about to shoot a layup.
What's wrong with him?
That's emasculating.
Yeah.
Like, Jamichael Green got a rebound, pump faked, was surrounded by two guys, and before he could go up, Jaeger walks onto the court, and he's gotten very casual about just strolling onto the court, and he pats the ref on the stomach, like, time out. There was another one where Vince was driving to the bucket on like a 3-on-2, and Vince was like under the free throw line, and Jaeger's like, time out. It's like, what are you, like, I don't understand. I understand a coach calling timeout to, like, if he's frustrated with what's going on or to save a possession, like Billy Donovan should have called a timeout when Kevin Durant was double teamed at the end of the Warriors game.
Right.
But if one of your big guys is about to go up for a layup, even if he's about to get his shot blocked, not the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of times shot blocks under the goal, you retain possession and you can go back up. Like, it just seemed emasculating to me. Like,
Jaeger,
if I'm about to go up for a layup and my coach calls timeout to prevent it from happening.
Jaeger comes straight out of central casting for middle school girls' overbearing soccer coach.
He makes them run extra suicides. Right. Yeah, it's terrible. But what I don't understand is if you don't have him there for the ability to put out good lineups and make good, solid coaching plays, he can't, it seems, control the locker room.
I don't know. I mean, I think the one thing he does is he's a good
X and O guy.
X and O guy.
Right.
I was going to say strategian.
Right.
Until I realized the word was strategist. But I think I'm going to stick with strategian.
Well, they tried to get rid of him before the season even started.
And
so.
During the season.
Hey.
It's a strange
Tom
year.
Thibodeau was at the game.
Now he's been going to every game.
I know.
Yeah.
He was wearing.
Maybe he was there to check out the Kings.
He was wearing. Apparently, he was there as a guest of the Kings.
Oh.
But he was wearing Grizzlies blue sweater. Just saying.
He's apparently on the Warriors coaching list.
Really?
Yeah, to help with their defense.
That's not fair.
I quit.
All right. speaking of quitting, Grizzlies fans, listen to us again at the watch party on Wednesday. You can listen online at Rabble TV. We got to get out of here. My throat's killing me. John's dying. Chuck's dying. we'll be healthy next week, guys, and we will give you a fully loaded. I don't know. We're not. I can promise this. We can't keep. You guys stay healthy. Wash your hands at all times. And we will see you next week.
Arrive safely.